We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
We have an audio cut of the day coming up a little bit later this hour. Also, Ed Wheatley is going to swing by. We're going to talk a little bit about St. Louis sports moments. He's written a book called St. Louis Sports Memories, Forgotten Teams and Moments from America's Best Sports Town. Ed is here. He is in the green room. We don't really have a green room, but it sounds fancy, doesn't it? He's enjoying a cocktail and maybe some snacks right now. But he had a couple of good trivia questions out there that I think people would, well, we certainly guessed wrong when he was asking us. So we'll visit with him a little later. Mary Elizabeth Coleman coming up, state rep, we'll find out, hopefully soon to be state senator. We'll find out a little bit more as the special session wraps up. I have to get to this story. This is, it seems like I have a story like this every day. Let's be honest about gender. This is from, David Strom is one of the new bloggers at hotair.com. And he says, not to put too fine a point on it, but men pretending to be women do not get menopause. Can we at least accept the biology and the science there? But that's not an obstacle, apparently, to the researchers at King's College in London, because they apparently, you know, this is what happens here when you see all this research that goes on and there's academic studies. It's usually you're paying for it. Your tax dollars are being confiscated, your paycheck being confiscated so we can pay for stupid studies. And that's what's happened here at King's College in London. Researchers from King's College London wish to explore transgender women's beliefs, attitudes, and expectations, experiences of menopause and hormone replacement therapy, HRT. It is hoped that the study will help build knowledge to better support transgender healthcare, well-being, and the transgender community as a whole. The study consists of a short online questionnaire on your personal views and experiences of HRT and menopause. The problem is, like, if you're a man who has transitioned into a man, I don't care how much HRT you have, you're not going to have menopause. You're not going to get menopause because you don't menstruate, right? What am I missing here? The survey will take about 10 minutes to complete, and we ask that you complete the survey and should be completed in one sitting. Participation in this study is voluntary and completely anonymous, so your answers cannot be traced back to you. And then they have some contact information, and you can click on a certain aspect of a link to complete the survey. You can't do it anymore. It's closed. But if you want to share your experiences, if you were a biological male and now you're a woman, you want to share your menstrual experiences, you can't do that now because they have stopped doing the research. But doesn't it sound like a joke? It sounds like a complete joke. And this stuff still happens on a daily basis. And there's very few people in the mainstream media that's challenging it. They don't want to challenge it because they know that they'll get pushback, right? That's like yesterday when I was talking about the situation. I walked into Nordstrom because I was going to the Apple store, and they were welcoming or celebrating Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month, right? Which is just a complete joke, because I wish that the Hispanic people and the Latinos would go into Nordstrom and say, we're not going to shop here because that's pretty offensive to us. Nobody in our culture uses that terminology. It's just the LA Times and some trans groups, and apparently you, Nordstrom, because you want to be woke. How about this today, too? YouTube removed an interview of former President Donald Trump appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. It was from July 29th. They say that it violated its misinformation policy. During the interview, Trump warned that the country's going to hell. He discussed the Russian hoax, mail-in voting China, Joe Biden's presidency, and disinformation. You can't watch it on YouTube because apparently there was something in there that was deemed misinformation. I don't even know what it was, but couldn't you basically kick off everything that was promoting the vaccine from last year and now declare that misinformation? It really is kind of funny when you think about this stuff that's happening on an everyday basis. Let me throw in, before we welcome our guests in, a little plug for Spain here, because we're going to take a trip with you, hopefully, to Barcelona and Madrid coming up next year. We leave on April 23rd. We come back on the 30th. It's 3 nights in Madrid, 3 nights in Barcelona. It's going to be spectacular. If you go to defineddestinations.com, defineddestinations.com, or you can go to the top of my Twitter site, which is at Mark Reardon, KFTK. Mike Kenny is my friend who's the tour guide. He's actually in London right now to see the Vikings play. But Mike traveled with a group of listeners. Took a group from here in St. Louis that I hosted on a trip to Italy, and I really was impressed with his work. He broke out on his own. He's got his company now. And when I called him back in June, I said, I think it's time to travel. What do you got in mind? I shared some thoughts. And one of the thoughts that I had was Spain, because I was there as a senior in high school when I was at Parkway West in 1983. We took a group. I was there for 2 months, 2 weeks, lived with a family for a week, and then toured around Madrid and Valencia is where I lived with the family. Malaga, the southern coast. I never got to Barcelona, so it's always been on my list. So we're taking a group of listeners. We got a good group signed up. There's still room on the trip. If you have any questions, don't be ashamed to ask out or reach out to Mike at Defined Destinations, or even you can email me here. We fly on April 23rd to Spain. Day two is when we arrive in Madrid. Madrid is stunning. It really, really is. There's a little town. I don't know if we'll have time to do this. There's a little town outside of Madrid, Segovia, that has these amazing castles. And as I remember it, it's not that far. But we got 3 nights there, a lot of free time. Breakfast is included. Mike knows a lot about the food and the adult beverages, so we'll focus on that a little bit. We'll go to the Madrid Royal Palace. There is a flamenco show, a tapas tasting tour. Then we go to Toledo, which is outside Madrid. But then we take a high-speed train to Barcelona on the 27th. The 28th, we see the Sagrada Familia, which is amazing. And the last day is a Saturday, April 29th. That's a full day of the beaches of Barcelona. We're walking around town. It's a free time the whole day. Maybe we'll get together and have a great farewell dinner that night. But other than that, you're on your own. And then we fly home on the 30th. It's a great time of year. It's after Easter, so check it out. DefinedDestinations.com. I mentioned Ed Wheatley's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We also have Bob Ibach with Nyco Sports. Bob's an old friend of the show. Used to, unfortunately, work for the Chicago Cubs in their PR department, but Nyco Sports is always putting together these very special memorabilia items related to the Cardinals or the Blues, or, well, I guess when we had the Rams here. But they've got a very special bat to honor Albert reaching the 700 mark in home runs, and we're going to fill you in on how to get that. It's only 700 of these will be made. So tips on that from Bob, plus an audio cut of the day a little bit later this afternoon. Let's welcome to the show State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman. She's a roundtable vet. She is on the ballot for State Senate for this fall. How are you? Haven't spoken with you in just a little bit. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. It was a really productive week in Jeff City, and you don't get to say that as often as I might like. So
yeah,
I'm in a great mood.
Well, we had the Donna Behringer Democrat spin on the roundtable, so let's find out exactly what did happen. Now, just to sum it up here, is this thing over then, the special session? It's done?
Not quite.
Okay.
So the House is finished with our work. We sent over a bill that had the ag credits that the governor had asked for. And then my expectation is the Senate's going to pick up the House version and pass that. And then we picked up the Senate version and passed a historic tax cut. So income tax cut, eliminating the bottom rung of our income tax. It's about $1 billion that Missourians are going to get to keep in their pockets. And so this is really great news.
So, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a little confused based on the conversation for a couple hours ago, how that works. Is there some different way that tax cut works? That's how Donna was trying to explain it, so I really didn't understand it.
I got to tell you, I don't understand their talking points either, because they're making something that is really simple overly complicated. Our tax rate used to be 5.3%. We're dropping it down to 4.9%. The governor has done a tremendous job leading on this. You might remember we had a variety of tax cuts that passed during the regular session. And the governor really boldly vetoed that and said, I think we can do better. I want a bolder solution. He had some interest in some tax credits for ag as well. He wanted those to be extended and called us into special session. People thought we weren't going to be able to get along. And you saw the supermajority really working together to pass these great tax cuts. So, like I said, about $1 billion is going to stay in people's pockets. Republicans believe Missourians know how to spend their money better than, you know, I do.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. So what happened, though, the one thing that did happen is that there were some lawmakers, I don't know if you were in the camp, that was calling for a corporate tax cut as well. So what would have happened there is that the current rate is 4%. It would have dropped to 2% beginning next year and then would allow for gradual cuts to the tax until it's completely eliminated. The governor said no to that, right?
Yeah, he said not right now. So what's happened is we have inflation that's going up. Everything is more expensive, but that also means that we have more money in the general revenue than we've ever had, not just because of the federal dollars and their spending spree, but also if, you know, something now is $1.50 and the tax rate is still 10% instead of a dollar, that means we've got an extra 5 cents, 15 cents instead of 10 cents. So we've got higher revenue than we've ever had. The governor, I think, really wisely said, hey, let's do this historic tax cut, drop the bottom rung of our income tax, focus on getting rid of income tax. We want people to be able to keep the money that they're making. And we can come back and talk more about additional tax cuts because we're still going to have more money than we've ever had before because of these historic level highs.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little because the numbers, and you know, I've followed this thing for a long time because I've been talking about government for decades here in Missouri. You have now a $4 billion surplus in state government?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's
right. And okay. That's coming from a couple of different places, right? So I'm sorry, if you're opposed, I really like Representative Berenger. I like working with her. But this is the heart of the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. If you look at a $4 billion surplus and you think, man, the state shouldn't be giving money back to the people, I don't know how to explain to you or have really a conversation about that ideology, right? It's just such a bizarre position.
Well, because
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I don't know. I'm with you because I don't think they understand that. I don't know what they think. I really, because they're confiscating people's money. Now, I suppose they love to spend money. Let's face it, Republicans sometimes do as well. They're saying, well, it's on two fronts, Mary Elizabeth. They would say, look, we can't do this. It's too risky. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We've seen some dramatic changes in the economy. We know that. And probably likely to say that, you know, the tax revenues might go down for next year, right? We have inflation, but if we're in a recession, then the revenues might dip down next year. But on the other hand, they just want to spend as much money as they possibly can. That's why I think they're hurt by this.
Well, and what you don't see is, like, for example, you see, like, the heiress Valentine, right, cheering this incredible spending that's happening at the federal level that's driving this inflation. It's pushed it out of control. The Democrats are so happy to spend millions and billions just printing this money. And then when we see we have more money in the state government than we need and we want to have a tax cut, they suddenly are miserly and are worried about giving back people who have the lowest income tax bracket. I mean, they don't want to get rid of, if you make less than $1,000 a year, they don't think you should be able to keep that money. I don't know. It's just baffling to me how they can have as their standard bearer somebody I guess she's just not really affected by the rising prices in the same way that Jefferson County families are.
So I know you're in Jeffco, but there's a story that fascinates me. I heard from Councilman Harder today here in St. Louis County. Did you see the paper and the story about St. Louis County revenues today?
I didn't, and now okay. I'm wishing I had listened to the roundtable.
No. Well, we didn't talk about this in the roundtable, so this is sharing for the first time. I didn't get to this. This was a story that cleared a little earlier today. It says St. Louis County residents will receive the same services from their county government next year without a tax hike if leaders approve a proposed budget release Friday. But the status quo won't work for much longer without either making cuts or increasing taxes. That's what they're going to want to do. Sam Page's office recommended $1 billion budget for fiscal year 2023, which begins January 1st. But they warned council members of a stark $30 million spending deficit and dwindling reserves. What the hell happened to all the money that every local government got from the COVID relief?
Where did that go? I mean, I just saw on the Post yesterday, wasn't there a front page story about St. Louis buying up abandoned properties? I'm just baffled. Where did that money go?
Well, I think that's something people should ask, because the line in the paper is the county already relied on federal pandemic relief money this year to offset revenue losses and avoid job cuts. So is there any kind of
They shut down the businesses. Do you think it's like...
I mean,
you can't work, so now we can't tax the money you didn't make?
Well, this is what I love about you talk about the differences between the Republicans and the Democrat. There is not one person in the Sam Page administration that would ever consider reducing the amount that they're spending, or I don't know, firing people in government that aren't doing anything. And then we have, we got fat
yeah.
everywhere, right? But it's always the tax increase. This is what they're going to start
made up, these made up judges, these made up jobs that are happening in St. Louis County. And, that contrast has played out all across the St. Louis County region. You see whether it's, Representative McCreary is a friend. I really like her, but she's never seen a tax increase that she hasn't wanted to have.
Right.
She filed requests for new taxes on, I think it was telecommunications. I'm feeling bad. I've got to pause because I can't remember exactly what the new tax was that she filed. But she's voted for the gas tax. She's voted for these other taxes. Now, to her credit, she did vote for this tax cut, but I guess it's an election year. And you've got George Harusa on the other side of the aisle who leads, from the Iron Curtain and sees what out-of-control inflation, sees what out-of-control spending by the government, what that reaction actually causes. I don't know. It's a strange time for people to be making. Well, I guess that's the point of the story.
I love reading down the list here, and this is what I love about government, because Mary Elizabeth, and again, you Republicans do this too, but here's what I would say. We're all faced with rising costs, right? And most people aren't getting raises. And if they're getting raises, they're not keeping up with inflation.
Not keeping
right?
up. That's
so
right.
Your household budget is not going to increase by, 10%. It's going to be reduced by 10, 15, 20%, right? So in this budget for 2023 from Sam Page, I know this is a little outside of your area, but I think it represents what they do all the time. It's a $41.5 million increase to the operating budget, right? So I got an idea. It says $3.7 million to give up to 4% raises to non-union employees. I hate to tell the non-union employees, but you might not get a raise because we're going into a recession. So we can't give you a raise. No one's getting 4% raises in this country, right? A $7.5 million increase to the police department's budget for pay raises. I'm okay with that one, right? A $6.7 million increase to the Department of Public Health. I'm going to veto that. This is why I should be county executive. I'll veto that because it was such a joke.
I wish I would have seconded your nomination when we had a replacement on the ballot.
I know, because I could have done. Oh, here's one. A $206.4 million for mass transit, a 12% increase. What? See, this is where there needs to be a demand by taxpayers.
A 12% increase in a year that they're saying next year we're going to have to raise taxes or cut services?
Exactly. This is what they're saying. They're going to increase all of these things, and they're not going to cut anywhere. There's no cuts in this budget. There's increases, and then there's, by the way, we're going to have to jack your taxes because
we're creating a fiscal nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. It is going to be. It's and Harder indicated to me, we're going to have him on the show when I get back from Vegas, that this is going to be jumping off a cliff here in St. Louis County. You got crappy leadership. This is what you get. Mary Elizabeth, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, take care. I am heading to Sin City right after the show tonight to take in a couple of rock shows. This would be the I Gotta See Them Before They Die tour. Roger Waters tomorrow night in Vegas, and Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and the boys on Sunday night, Aerosmith. So that will be fun. But let's talk a little sports. The one thing that I did today, we'll tell you this, that I like to wager just a little bit on the old sports. I've got some money coming from Albert, hitting 700 home runs. If he hits one more, we do even better. But my friend noticed, my friend Rick, who is from here in St. Louis, noticed that he was plus 550 to hit a home run tonight. Now, he's in the lineup. Let me explain what that means. If you put $100 down, you win $550 if Albert hits a home run. So I told Rick, I said, we got to do 50 each. So we got 50 each, $100 on Albert hitting one tonight. If he hits one tonight, that'll be a pretty good payday for the host, Sue, because I get 701 plus and one for tonight. Now, mind you, I will bet enough on football to lose all of
that
money.
That's a good point. That's a solid point.
Because the casinos taketh and the, and I giveth
Mark
away.
Mark Reardon betteth away.
Right, exactly. All right, let's welcome to the studio here Ed Wheatley, who has been on the show before. It's been a little while. He is the award-winning book and author, author and film producer. Ed, as you get welcomed in here to the show, let's talk about some of these things. I remember talking about the St. Louis Browns, the story of a beloved team. You've done a bunch of different movies. You did Baseball in St. Louis. How are you? Welcome back to the studio.
Glad to be back. Glad to talk baseball, all sports now.
Well, this is called St. Louis Sports Teams Memories, Forgotten Teams and Moments from America's Best Sports Town. I don't think Sue was in the other studio and she heard this, but this is a good one for a trivia question. Let's start with this. The first female owner of a football team in St. Louis was whom?
It wasn't Georgia. That'd be too...
Right?
Everybody
thinks Georgia, but it wasn't Georgia.
It can't be just because you wouldn't have asked me that question.
Exactly.
Well, but she was, St. Louis had the first woman owner of a Major League Baseball team, and ironically, we had the first woman who owned a national football team. She'd also won a national championship, and it was Violet Bidwell, who had inherited the team from her husband when he died in 1947 up in Chicago when they were Chicago Cardinals. She got in a little row with the folks in Chicago and the NFL, and she was threatening to move her team first to Baltimore. And then she put a little legal action pressure and what have you. And then they found out the AFL was going to come to AFL was coming to St. Louis, so they let her move here. So it's ironic. I mean, that's the beauty of the diversity of the people, the stories, the athletes.
Wow.
But it's the diversity of the different sports, and it really tells you, this case that find a city here in America that has this diversity and this depth. I mean, we were the world, capital of bowling.
Oh,
of
that's
wrestling,
right. That is
the
right.
North American soccer. Today, we're the chess world capital.
Where's the bowling museum now?
It's in Dallas. They moved it out when
because it was right by the old Busch Stadium,
It was a part of the Cardinal Hall of Fame just across the street. And the Cardinals made a very good overture for them to stay here, to be a part of Ballpark Village. They needed that little triangle where they were like a triangle building. And it was a great building, but they wanted their own brand. They wanted their own identity. They didn't want to be in the shadows of the Cardinals in baseball. And they consolidated this complex on bowling in Dallas.
Hey, let's talk, Ed, about, because we can talk about some of the big sports and stuff. Everybody knows that. But Sue and I have been pretty big tennis fans, especially me recently. And I remember in the 80s, tennis was huge here in St. Louis.
The Aces and everybody. But, tennis has this tremendous history. Some of the most fun chapters, there's a chapter called He Really Was Good Guys and Gals.
Ted Drews,
right? He was a tennis phenom. And he actually would winter in Florida when playing tennis, and that's how he learned about the frozen custard business, and he brought it back from his days in going to Florida in the winters, and that's what he built.
That's awesome. He's so nice.
Or we had From Richmond to Richmond Heights. Arthur Ashe could not play against whites or indoors in Richmond, Virginia, his hometown where he was a phenom. So he came to St. Louis to be coached by Richard Hunlin, who lived in Richmond Heights. That chapter is from Richmond to Richmond Heights. You can go over there on Lafayette out there in Richmond Heights. There's the house Richard Hunlin had with the tennis court where Arthur Ashe, but it was really the armory. That's where all the greats, Bill, Jimmy Connors, all these people.
The armory.
And we had the golden girls of tennis in the 1960s, the three of them.
Who are the golden girls?
Marianne Issel, Justina Brixa, and Carol Allkamp.
Wow.
And they all you know, yeah, I go to their houses to talk to them, and you go on their dining room table. There's their medals from Wimbledon or the French Open,
so
Australia
cool.
Open,
oh, that
and
is
the
so
stories
cool.
Out. And Carol Hallcamp, she and Arthur Ashe were the first integrated mixed doubles at Wimbledon. So there's, I mean, it's just
that's fascinating.
Story after story. Wow.
We had basketball too, right? Oh, professional basketball.
The Hawks.
What years were that? When was that?
Well, it starts as like, you know, there were four NFL teams in St. Louis. People only know two.
Four?
Four?
Yes. There were four Major League Baseball teams in St. Louis. Before going to the basketball, the Hawks were here, you know, from the 50s. They went left in 67. But they weren't the first NBA team. It was the Bombers. And just like the Blues were not the first NHL team in St. Louis. It's all these lost stories that I tried to bring back.
Who was the first NHL team?
The Eagles. The Ottawa Senators folded, and they moved them to St. Louis. They took the name Eagles after the branding of Bush beer, Budweiser. They love that eagle that we see on Highway 40. That was their jersey. And they came here. They didn't last long because they kept them in the division, basically the Canadians. So they were always playing up in Montreal,
didn't they go
Toronto,
back to Ottawa?
Boston.
That's crazy.
Over time, they did.
Yeah.
When they resurrected about, 10 years, 15 years ago, we do have the Ottawa Senators back. But the original Ottawa Senators folded. They moved the team to St. Louis.
That's
they became the St. Louis Eagles.
Ed Wheatley is our guest. St. Louis Sports Memories, the name of the new book. Here's one that I don't know the answer to, but let's find out. With a roster comprised totally by St. Louisans, a local college stunned the sports world and won a national basketball title.
Yeah. St. Louis University, 1948. The NIT was the big dance all those times. This, television has made the NCAA. It was always the NIT. And the St. Louis University team, led by Ed McCauley, beat David to New York's team in was Goliath. They're in Madison Square Garden in 1948. They won the national championship with the NIT, and every single player on that team was from St. Louis.
Wow!
It blows your mind. I mean, Ed McCauley, going into the second half, he had more points himself than the other team had.
Holy cow.
And then Ed McCauley, he became a part of the Hawks, part of the Bombers, and one of the greatest basketball players here. But he wasn't the greatest.
The greatest was?
Bob Pettit. And we could have had maybe the greatest, Bill Russell, with Bob Pettit, because the Hawks drafted Russell. But then this long story. He got traded to Boston.
Oh my gosh!
What would have that done if Pettit, who still holds many of the records in the NBA, he and Russell had been together?
Oh wow, that would have been cool.
Ed, let's talk a little because I am a huge fan of golf. There's a lot of great golf history here in St. Louis. What jumps out as some fun facts there?
Well, in all these sports that we do, it's one right after the other. How did they evolve and how did they come to St. Louis? And what really drove golf in St. Louis was all the blue bloods going back east to college and playing the game. So when they graduate and come home, you got to have nice golf courses that they're used to.
That's a good point.
And that was the evolution of these big country clubs. And I talk about all the different country clubs and how they evolved. And then what was interesting is, as we got into the individuals, we got into tournaments in 47 and 48 when the PGA and the Open started coming to St. Louis. And if you remember back in 2018 when we had Koepka and Woods and they're down to the last day, the last holes. There were many stories like that going back to the big names of Sam Snead and Gary Player.
Awesome.
And it's full of how they participated and won all these, with the playoffs, sudden deaths. It's really, people forgot about all those, and it's really reminiscent of what happened in 2018.
Ed, how did you remember to look it all up?
This
is what you
do. Some
I
already knew, but I love research. I love digging up these, I call them wow moments, because as you read through this and as I was writing, I was like, wow, which Hollywood legend was a regular here in St. Louis racing his car? out in Wentzville.
A couple other things that I wanted to mention in the book was, wait, who's that?
Who was that?
Paul Newman.
Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
You have a couple of golf stories. One, what happened on September 11th, right? There was a big championship.
Oh, yeah, the day it stopped, yes.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods was here.
Yes, that's the whole day. You know, they had this big event out there at Belle Reve, and, you know, all the players were coming out, you know, getting ready for taking their practice shots. And how I go into how the word started spreading from hole to hole as 9/11 was happening.
Oh, my God.
And they just tanked the tournament then?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, and they not only did they tank the tournament, as you said, there were no flights home because, remember, the air
shut down, right?
Was all down. And Tiger had to drive 17 miles back to Florida.
17 hours.
17 hours.
Whoa.
The other one, I'm glad that you mentioned Ellen Port in here. Mm-hmm. Ellen Port is someone who was a guest on the show. She is this amazing amateur golfer
still
really good at
still
what she does,
very,
right?
Very, very, very good, yes. It's you. That's why I said, as you go through this diversity of these people, this diversity of the sports, pick a sport. You know, and how
yeah, well, we haven't even scratched the surface here, Ed, and I have to unfortunately move on. St. Louis sports memories, forgotten teams, moments from America's best sports town would make a fine stocking stuffer this holiday
season. Are you kidding
me?
For sure.
Where can you get the book?
You can get it everywhere. Books are sold, mortar, or online. You can get it from my own website at Wheatley Book and Films, or you can get it from Reedy Press, our publisher.
I see that at Schnucks?
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, we were the top. My wrestling at the Chase book was the top seller at Schnucks, and now this one's going to replace it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's all.
Well, congratulations on the book. Keep us posted. Thank you, Ed, for coming back in the studio, and thank you for autographing my copy of the book, which prevents me from selling it on eBay, too.
Wow.
So we appreciate that. We'll see you.
See
take
you, buddy.
Care. And our friend Bob Ibach is back with us this afternoon. He has had a long career in Major League Baseball, and unfortunately, he used to work for the Cubs. But long storied career, and he's working for Nyco Sports right now. We're going to talk about something fun that they have for fans of the Cardinals and Albert. Bob, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Mark. It's nice to be with you. And yeah, I've had a long career in professional baseball, both as a sports writer, broadcaster, and as you know, I spent, I should say it quietly, that I'm in St. Louis. I was 10 years with the Chicago Cubs in their front office. But, you know, I had a chance earlier in my career. I saw guys like Hank Aaron, Harmon Killebrew, and some of those guys just hit majestic home runs. And, of course, now we're talking about Albert Pujols being in a very special club, that 700 club that Hank Aaron is in, and Barry Bonds, and, of course, Babe Ruth. And that's such a distinguished thing. And we wanted to do something that I think Cardinal fans will really, really appreciate, this item I'm going to be talking about, and keep it in mind perhaps maybe for a Christmas or holiday gift idea, because it's a limited edition bat. They're only going to make 700 of these.
Okay.
And now if he goes on to hit 702 or 703, we'll obviously make those, because each bat is going to be individually numbered. It's fully licensed by Major League Baseball. They're $199 each. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can get these, because if you want to use them as a Christmas or holiday gift idea, they'll be sent to you in plenty of time. They should be there well before December the 1st. Now, the bats measured, they're full-size, 34 inches. They're two-tone wooden bats. They've got a kind of a red coloring to the bottom of the bat, and then as you go up throughout the handle back to the main part of the bat, we've got a beautiful photograph on there with Albert Pujols. It'll say 700 career home runs there. It has the date of the game that he hit those two home runs against the Dodgers out in L.A. That'll be put on there. Then we also have embossed onto the bat some really cool statistics about some of his career statistics, about two-time World Series champ, hits, RBIs, homers, 11-time All-Star, things of that nature, three-time MVP, All that will be engraved on this bat with that beautiful color photograph of Albert there right on the barrel of the bat. Now, these are exclusive to NYCO Sports, and a portion of the proceeds will also benefit Cardinals Care. So we'll be doing some good work in the area for that as well. Now, again, only 700 of these as of today will ever be made. Hopefully, Albert gets a few more in the final six games, and then we'll add those on in. They're $199 each. Here's how you can go ahead and order these, because already, we just launched this the other day. We're probably a quarter of the way sold out. So the phone number to call to get yours is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or just go to the website, NYCOsports.com. You spell it NYCOsports.com. That's NYCOsports.com or 1-800-345-2868. And Mark, I just want to thank you and your audience and so forth. We have raised over $3.1 million in the last four or five years from various projects. And many of that, some of those projects have involved the Cardinals Care.
Were you with, I can't remember, Bob, were you with the Cubs when McGuire and Sosa were going back and forth or not?
No, I left the Cubs after the in 89, and then I went with a group called Kemper Sports and ran their sports division. But I was very involved with that Sosa and McGuire great home run period there in the late 90s, and did a lot of work with Cardinals Care when McGuire was going on to hit that 70 home runs. Yeah.
Well, I bring it up only because it's almost like if you hear it, and what Aaron Judge is doing is also very exciting, but you almost have the approach where no one is acknowledging, the sports media acknowledging what happened with McGuire and Sosa. But look, it has been, as you can imagine, so much fun here. It's been magical with Albert coming back and, you know, cranking home runs and hopefully, you know, I don't know how you're going to adjust this on the bat, but what happens if he's three-time World Series champion, Bob? That could still happen.
Well, no, we will add, this thing won't be made until after, if the Cardinals go to the World Series, and I hope
you'll
they
wait
do.
Until then, right, okay.
Yeah, but it'll still be delivered to you by December the 1 and so forth. But, you know, I didn't even think we'd be having this conversation back on August the 1st, because I think he had seven or eight homers, and I thought to myself, well, you know, he'll probably struggle to get to the end. He's looked like the real Albert Pujols the last 2 months, and I'm glad of that. I'm glad he's going out on a high note.
Well, you know, I am heading off after the show tonight, Bob Ibach, to Las Vegas to see a couple of rock shows this weekend. But, and I always have to credit my wife on this, because about a month ago, and it was, I can't remember the exact date, it was the date that he hit two home runs on a Saturday, then he hit another one on a Sunday, and then another on a Monday. So he had four, you know, in a four-day stretch. That morning, we placed at pretty good odds wagers on 697, 698, 699, one on 700, which right now will pay if he doesn't hit more than that, but one on 701. If he gets one more, that's going to be a little bit more in my kitty, if you will, Bob Ibach. So I might even be able to afford one of these bats if that happens. But look, as fun as that is, I think the fans and the Cardinals, and I even think Albert himself, you know, I don't know if it can happen, but they're focused on pushing way deep into October and hopefully the beginning of November.
I totally agree with you. I think, you know, they are easily, I think, the class of the National League, with apologies to the Dodger fans, okay? I think the Cardinals have hit it in gear in their playing their top baseball the last 6 weeks. And I know, unlike my son's team, which is struggling right now, Tampa Bay just kind of limping in to get a wild card spot, you got to hit your stride in late September, and that's what the Redbirds look like they're doing.
Well, we hope so. I mean, it was a little soft there, you know, last week. But look, they got a couple more games at home, and they usually react well. And then you got the Pirates, Bob, and you know how that goes. One more time, just quickly here with the information for the bat, the website.
Yeah. The website is NYCOsports.com, NYCOsports.com. The phone number to call, 1-800-345-2868. But I do encourage people have been calling about these, and this is, you know, people are collecting memorabilia like this because it can appreciate. I've had a couple people who play the stock market up in New York, and they're preferring to go ahead and purchase sports memorabilia these days as the market is dropping.
That's interesting. Well, listen, you have a great weekend, and hopefully you'll have to make some changes to that engraving as we push deep into October. Bob Ibach, thank you so much.
All right, Mark, have a wonderful day and a real great weekend. Be safe.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's all about comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. Got to squeeze this in before the end of the show. I'm going to just tell you, I'm not too sad about this. We talked about him yesterday because there was a soundbite that I used. It's Trevor Noah, and he's giving up his gig after 7 years on The Daily Show. I think it was because he was never funny.
And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. Yeah. But in the most beautiful way, honestly, I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys.
You know, and I'm not funny. I think he meant to throw that in. So good riddance, Trevor Noah. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.